Hey, my friends, welcome back to another episode of the Dental Marketing Secrets Podcast, where, as you know, our whole mission is to provide you with really what's working right now in the world of dental marketing, things that you can take immediately and apply to your practice so that you can scale it, you can grow it, you can serve more patients, and ultimately leave a greater impact. That's what it was all about. You know, we're excited to be here with you. It's another glorious day. Here, I'm recording here in Salt Lake City, Utah, and right now I look outside my window and I see the mountains. They are full of all these crazy colors right now. It's fall and leaves are changing and it's just so pretty. If you haven't been to Utah in the fall, it's amazing. And you can get this on the East Coast, I know. So you East Coasters, I totally get it. Maryland, Connecticut, all up there is amazing in the fall. So you're probably enjoying this too. But one thing, you know, as I thought about this, I thought, you know, I mean, this happens every year, right? This is one of those constants in your life. You can plan on it. You can count on it. Every time it's going to happen, right? So right at the end of September, early October, you're going to see those leaves start changing color. You take a drive up the canyons and it's just, it's predictable, right? And that's what's so neat. And that's really kind of what I wanted to talk about today, was something else that should be a constant in your practice, because it can be very predictable. It can be something that you can rely on for the future. And it's email marketing. Okay. And I've talked about this on the show before, but it's something that still today, I still see far too many practices underutilizing this tool. And it's a huge, huge opportunity. They're leaving a lot of production on the table because of that, because either they don't know how to do it, or they're not sure what to say, or they think they're bugging their patients. You know, that's probably one of the number one things. Oh, I don't want to annoy my patients. And frankly, that it bothers me, because it's your ultimate goal is to serve your patients, is to do what's best for them, right? And as a provider, especially one who has that knowledge, that experience, the medical expertise, to say this is really what you need to be doing, you have the obligation to do as much as you can to get them to take that, to accept that treatment, because it's in their best interest, you know. And email should be a big component of that. So I wanted to talk about that today. I'm actually going to do an email series, just because this is something that's been a constant for the practices that we serve as clients, but it's something that I've seen a lot of my colleagues that I work with in the same industry, you know, that work in different other verticals. It's been a constant, you know, and so I wanted to bring this up again, because it's something I'm very passionate about, but it's also something that I think a lot of practices are not taking full advantage of. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about that. And I realize that email is it can often be perceived as something in the past. You know, I mean, nobody reads email. This is something, one of those sayings that gets tossed around quite a bit, objections that people will say, you know, I don't want another email. And that's true. But I think really what it comes down to is that they don't want another message that's irrelevant to them. Okay. Cause if you get let me ask you this, if you were to get a personal email from someone, a really good friend that maybe you haven't heard of in a while, you lost track of them, or you went your separate ways, it's been a few years, but you still have a good relationship, and they sent you an email, would you just say, would it go straight to the trash because you don't want another email? Or would you be eager to open that up? Right. And so that's what the point I'm trying to make is that it's not the format. It's not that it's another email, but it's an irrelevant email. Okay. So that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about, is how to change that whole paradigm, change that whole relationship that you have with your patient, so it's not seen as a promotional or a spammy or a salesy or any of those words type of email, because those do often end up going straight to the trash. Okay. But as you know, I mean, email is not anything new. but there have been some changes to it over the years. And it's funny because one of the things that I've always really loved about email is that things haven't really changed much with email since it started. But we're seeing the evolution of email as we are, you know, getting, especially in the last few years, as Google is taking more of a center stage on that through Gmail, which, you know, it's about 50% of the population has a Gmail account of one form or another, whether that's just a personal Gmail account or an email address that's routed through their G Suite, they have that Gmail. And so they're seeing a lot of this and they're using their algorithms to affect how your emails are arriving in the inbox. They're seeing, are people clicking on this? Are they avoiding them altogether? That can hurt your reputation. So there's a lot of those type of changes around deliverability. But a lot of the other things, as far as content and things like that, you still have a lot of, you have a lot of flexibility there, and you can show off your personality extremely well, as opposed to someplace on Google or Facebook, social media, Instagram, where there are restrictions and things in place so that you're not allowed to do that. Okay, so that's one of the things I love about email is that, and is so effective about email, is that you can really be yourself there, especially as it comes to formatting and images and things like that. It's really, really flexible there. So that's what's cool about email. Plus, it's something that you already own. It's an asset that you already have. You have invested in and built up by acquiring patients, by, you know, the service that you're delivering, the referrals you've received. That's a huge asset that you have and that you can own, really. You don't own a Facebook page. What happens if Facebook goes down? Or what happens if they ban your page or take you off, or you're blacklisted, or you're not able to run ads on Google or anything like that? With email, you still retain all that contact information and you can reach out to them again and again. That's what's, again, so powerful. So powerful about email is that you have all these different options when it comes to that. One of the things too that I want you to realize and really focus on is that email provides this opportunity for discussion. It's a two-way conversation, you know, and it gives you this tremendous opportunity to receive feedback from your patients. You know, and I do this all the time with clients and prospective clients. I was just on a call yesterday and he was talking about email. He was looking at some of our services and the things that we do. He was looking at, you know, the paid campaigns, email marketing campaigns, all those things that we provide for our private clients. And he said some things that I wrote down on my notepad. I actually have it right here. He said, "Oh, I've been trying to do it all myself." That was one of the phrases that he used. And I was like, man, that is so insightful. And I can use that to help educate other people that I'm talking with, you know, because I'm sure a lot of them feel that same way. And that's what I'm talking about when I say receive consistent feedback from your patients, is that you can get their objections, you can get their concerns, you can get their questions, and then take that and broadcast that out to the whole group, because chances are if one person has a question, there's going to be a lot of other people, dozens probably, of other patients that have that exact same question. And that can help you build a credibility. Because when you're able to describe someone's pain points or describe someone's concerns or where they're at as far as their headspace goes to a point better than they can do themselves, that trust is already built. They're like, whoa, this person gets me. Like, they know exactly what I'm talking about. And as a result, they naturally believe that you have the solution, because you can describe and articulate their situation so well that they recognize, they see, they just automatically interpret that as saying, man, they know exactly what I've been through. They've done this before. What do I do next? Right? And so that's the huge opportunity that email presents, is to receive that feedback. And it's an awesome loop to get into, because then you're just refining and refining and refining as you go on and on and on. And all of your messages become more relevant. They become more engaging. And it helps you answer a lot of things in advance too. So it saves you time ultimately in the long run, which is very, very powerful. Another aspect about email is that it allows you to be very timely and specific. Okay. So you can target people that patients, let's say, that are not scheduled for treatment. They've come in, it's been diagnosed, but they just, for whatever reason, have delayed scheduling, and they're just procrastinating maybe, or waiting until a certain point, or just didn't get enough information, or not confident enough, and they have not scheduled yet. And so you can be very specific with who you're reaching, you know, and so you don't have to email. And this is one thing that I would absolutely recommend, is to segment your list so that you are not blasting everyone with everything that you have to say, because, you know, you're not a patient that has no need of a dental implant is not going to want an email about dental implants, you know. And you might say, okay, there's maybe they know someone, and that's true. And you can work around that by putting in some teasers here and there and other emails. But I would, you know, it's very, very important that you drill down your list and only send them messages that are pertinent and timely to them, you know, that are on their mind. You know, you'll get referrals other means. I wouldn't bank on the fact, they might have someone that they know in that situation, because they might, but chances are they won't do anything about it right then and there. So just to keep that in mind. But as far as, let's say you're running a promotion, is another example of how timely it can be, is that you can, let's say it's a flash sale, for example, or you're just running a promotion on crowns or whatever the case may be, and it's only good for the next 3 days. Okay, so you have 72 hours. An email campaign can be a very, very effective way to get that out to your entire list. Okay, and because people are still, you know, as much as people complain that they don't want another email, people are still reading email. Okay, you're still waking up, and that's probably one of the first things that you do if you have a smartphone, is that you go right to your phone and you look at which ones that you can delete right away, right, and get those off your plate. But there's also ones that might pique your interest, and you're going to look at those. And so that's what you can be doing, you know, as you can be communicating this. And when it's done properly, you're not being the used car salesman. You're not overly aggressive. You know, you're a provider, you know, and one of the reasons probably that you got into this was to serve people. You have that in deep down and rooted in you, you know, that's just how you're made up, is you have this desire to make the world a better place. You want to help these people achieve a better outcome, better health, more confidence, all those things, you know? And so when you come from that type of place, instead of, hey, I want you to give me my credit card, it changes that dynamic. It changes that relationship. Okay. And so that's the other thing, is that you got to remember that you're here to help, you know, and you're here to educate. And as someone who, as the expert, it is your obligation, and I think moral responsibility, to help them know what their options are. And those options can be, okay, what's it likely going to look like if you choose option A, if you go with treatment, as well as what is it likely going to look like if you do not choose treatment? What are the consequences that you will likely be facing over the next couple of months, 6 months, 12 months, couple of years? They have to know that in order to make the best decision possible. And if you withhold that information, I think that's, I just think that that's part of your duty and responsibility as someone with the experience. They come to you because they trust you, and you would want the same thing in return if the roles were reversed. Okay. You don't need to push them, I don't think, you know, I mean, I think I would be, obviously you can be passionate about what you do and confident that this is the right approach. I don't think you need to be putting them in a stranglehold or anything like that, or full Nelson, just until they say yes. But I think they need to know what their options are. Okay. And an email is a fantastic way to do that. It's very non-threatening. And I find a lot of providers, you know, feel more comfortable doing it once they get in the groove, because, you know, some of them they're good in person, but they also don't always love those conversations, you know, and that's why they have maybe another team member that handles the finances and things like that. But this is a chance to kind of step away, but still have your voice come through and explain the importance of this particular treatment. So it can be very specific. It can be very personal. And I think, again, that is what suits, that's one of the strong suits of email, is that it can be, it can feel very intimate. You know, when you do it right, it's my doctor. He's just emailed me, you know, and it can feel like he or she is speaking directly to me, you know, and that's what's so powerful about this, is it can feel like you're almost in person. You know, it's not, I won't say it will replace video or things like that, but I think, it's a chance to really connect with someone that way. Plus, I love using email. There's so many other options too. I mean, you can layer it with other marketing efforts. So if you use, let's say you use email with a retargeting campaign, that's a fantastic opportunity where you broadcast out, hey, we're running this promotion, it's for the next 3 days. But then you also have a retargeting campaign so that people that are on Facebook or social or Facebook or Instagram or even on Google Display Network, Google Network, you can retarget them while they're online in different, in other places, you know, with that same message without coming across as overbearing. You know, you're not emailing them every hour. You're not calling them every day. You're not texting them twice a day, but they are seeing your messages multiple times a day through this retargeting effort. You kind of lay the foundation with the email, and then through retargeting, it's kind of that simple, like, oh, tap on the shoulder, like, and by the way, I'm over here, you know, and that's a fantastic way to do that. In terms of specificity, email is really strong in this, because you can engage with them at the right time or the right point that they're at in the case acceptance journey. So there's this spectrum. I like to look at it as a spectrum, a journey, a pathway. You can call it a lot of different things, but on the one side, you have people that are just barely discovering that they have an issue. You know, like they're just on that very starting point of this educational scale. And then there's all people on the very end. They're like, I need this right now, because they understand the implications. They're like, I need to get this done right now. Here's my card. Let's just do this. And then there's a lot of people that fall in between, right? And so once you understand what the steps that most people take to get from point A to point Z, you know, on this scale, then you can write emails based on where they are in that process. And that's where it's so magical. It's so relevant. You know, it's not just one message, you know, like on social media, let's say, or a billboard that's trying to capture everything, right? It can be very specific based on where they are on that journey. And really what you're trying to do is just get them to take that next step. You know, you're just trying to get them from point A to point B. You're not trying to skip B, C, D, E, F all the way down through Y and get to Z. It's just from A to B. You know, it's a very easy thing. And so it doesn't feel very high pressure or anything like that. So, and we have clients that we're doing that right now. It's really fun because it's one of those things that you can set up so that it's done in the background. It's not something that you're carving out time out of your schedule every day to go email this group of patients or anything like that, but it's built for you. It's a nurture sequence is what we call, or a drip campaign is what some people call it. But it's nice because it educates the patient on here's an overview. Here's the whole procedure. Here's the process that we go through. So they understand that. Here's the questions that a lot of people ask, you know, possible objections that people will raise. Here's the, again, the consequences of, here's your options, point A, go A or B, right? And it lays that all out for them automatically through a series of automated emails. And it's so cool because ultimately it allows the patients to be informed and make the best decision possible, which is what we want. We want patients to make good decisions, educated decisions, because then they're less likely to fall victim of those providers that just do shoddy work. You know, those people will eventually get filtered out. So even if the patient doesn't end up going with you, they will feel better because they'll have more knowledge at their disposal and can make a better, more informed decision. And oftentimes, even if they don't go with you, a lot of times they'll refer people back to you because you provided that information to them. You provided them value up front without expecting anything in return. But more often than not, they'll come back to you because you are essentially the incumbent. You're the one who provided that insight or that education, that value for them. So it's a really, really cool way to do that, especially on procedures that, you know, are take a little bit to decide. You know, in dental implants can be one, Invisalign, where it's a multi, it's not a day, you know, one day in the office, come in for an appointment, let's get it done, crank it out type of thing, but it's a long-term process and people have to think that through, right? So that's a fantastic way to do that. And it can be running constantly in the background for you once you set it up. Very, very powerful. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about some of the other ways that you can use emails. And I'll do a quick overview of really the two main types of emails there are. So there's the email broadcast, and that's kind of a one-time mass email that's sent out to a specific group. And those are a great way to share news about your practice. You know, what's going on, helpful content, you know, educational things. It could be updates to the practice. Hey, we're now open on Saturdays, or say hello to our newest hygienist or newest provider. Could be, hey, we just got certified to provide this, you know. So it could be about a service specific or procedure or anything like that, or events. But that's a broadcast email. It's a one-time, it's one kind of email that goes out to a targeted group. These are great because they can be scheduled in advance. You think about like a monthly newsletter or something like that. And they can also be sent out spontaneously. So it could just be, hey, we're having, you know, this happens sometimes where our phones are down, you know, so we need to get the word out. And so you'll post on social and some people will see that. But one of the best ways is to send an email broadcast about that, just letting them know our emails are down, or excuse me, our phones are down for the time being. Please have patience. You can email us here. We'll let you know as soon as they're up and running again. Things like that. Flash sale, camp promotions, things like that. That's another great example to use a broadcast email. The other one is the one that I was describing before, where it's a nurture campaign. It's a drip campaign. And these are best viewed as a sequence. So essentially they are dripped one email at a time over a predetermined length. So it's a lot of times it's 3 to 10 days or something in between. And they'll typically, each email will build on each other. Okay. So it'll set the stage here. Here's what you're going to learn in the next couple of emails. And so you kind of set the plate or set the table so people know what to expect. And then proceed to educate them on whatever it is that they opted in for. Typically, like I said, these are best used for those procedures that require more time, maybe not as people don't know all the details about them, dental implants, things like that. It could be, there's a lot of different things that you could do, but those are typically the most common, Invisalign, dental implants, dentures, things that are a little bit more complex. But these are a fantastic way to connect with your patients and prospective patients and stay with them over a period of time without them feeling like you're knocking on their door asking for the sale all the time. You know, you're not fire hosing them to death. You're there, and people, and that's what's cool, is that the patients are the ones to control this. You know, they're the ones who opted into it. You're not just automatically setting this on them. You know, they're the ones who go out of their way because they have that interest, and they self-identify as, hey, I'm interested in this right now. You know, I'm thinking about changing up my smile. I'm kind of sick and tired of having this one crooked tooth that I don't know what to do with, you know, and it always causes me social anxiety because I don't want people looking at it. I feel like people are staring at it. And anyway, so that's what's really neat about the drip campaigns and an opt-in like that, is that someone, they are the ones to go seek that out. And it means that they're very interested. So, And that's what's cool. You know, you can explain complex procedures. I don't know if this has ever happened to you before, but let's say, you know, you mention dental implants and they're like, yeah, they have no idea what you're talking about. You know, they kind of glaze over when you tell them about the process, and maybe you get too into the weeds and they're like, oh, okay, whatever, you know? And so this is a good way to kind of break that down, chunk down that information. So it's a lot more bite-sized. It's a lot more consumable, and it's easier for them to digest as a whole. Okay. And these are the, you know, that's, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again, is that once these are running in the background, that you don't have to update these a whole lot. You know, I mean, there might be some things that you change up. It could be a new offer. It could be, you know, based on feedback you're getting. It could be, you know, you're going to include another question that people might have, but you're not overhauling the whole thing, you know? So that's, it's a fantastic way to, like I said, to help establish a relationship with prospective patients and even existing patients, and just let them kind of take it at their own time frame, you know, because that's one thing that we don't control. We don't control when people say, yeah, I want Invisalign. We don't control when they say yes. That's always up to the patient. Always up to the patient. We are just here to be ready. So when they do say yes, or when they finally make that decision, we are in the best position possible to have them come into our office, you know, be the one who provides that treatment for them. Okay. And that's what these do a very good job of, staying in front of people. Emails, fantastic way to do that, especially because social media is different now. You know, it's just because they liked your page, they follow your page, does not guarantee that they will see your posts. It's not that way anymore. It's very much it's not entirely pay to play, but it's almost pay to play. You know, your content has to be really engaging, which is challenging for a dental office, to be quite frank. It is challenging. It's an uphill battle, you know, unless you are, you know, very engaging content, humorous content, shocking content that can break the mold, then you're probably not, you're swimming upstream, you know? And so that's where email really shines, is because, yeah, you have that ability to reach them, as opposed to social media. It's kind of a gamble that way. Unless you're paying, then, you know, then you can reach them. Okay. So very, very cool. One thing too to consider is, you know, we're looking at really any type of marketing campaign, is to look at it from the patient perspective. Okay. So let's say that they, you know, they are interested in a full smile makeover. They have some teeth that have been causing them issues for a while, and they're finally starting to consider getting treatment for it. But they might not be ready to schedule an appointment to see someone. They don't want to feel pressured to make a decision. They want to take it at their time. They want to feel comfortable with the person, with the provider, with the office, with the procedure. Okay. And so imagine instead they can sit in the comfort of their home and receive the information that they need, you know, on a really every single day for a week or however long that sequence is, at their pace. You know, they don't have to spend hours and hours on the internet scouring websites and watching videos and reviews and really trying to piece it all together on their own and hoping that, oh, well, I hope that's going to work for me. They can actually go somewhere and have that information provided to them through one of these automated campaigns, through these drip nurture sequences. And they're going to be so much more likely to trust you and to schedule an appointment in the end. Because again, you're helping them see the path forward, you know, to point out all the mistakes that people typically make when they're considering that treatment, and things to watch out for. It's like they're the Sherpa, you know, that's leading them up the mountain. You're the Sherpa that's pointing out, oh, you really don't want to go that way because you're going to be stuck with a cliff face and you're going to have to scramble all the way up there and you're exposed in the sun the whole time. You should really go right here. And it'll be a lot easier because it's gradual. There's lots of switchbacks, there's shade, all that stuff. You're the Sherpa guiding them through that, navigating that whole pathway that's so dark to them. It's so foreign to them. So very, very cool. This is something I get pretty excited about just because it frees up a lot of time, but it also sets you apart as someone who truly cares about their patients. You become an advocate for the patients instead of just being, you know, this commercial, like, hey, you know, I want, come get your treatment here. You know, this nameless organization, corporation type deal. Okay. Another great example of these are a welcome sequence. Okay. So this is a really great way to welcome someone new to your practice family. You know, recognize a new patient. That's huge. We have an innate desire to be recognized, to be identified, to be welcomed, you know, and when you can do that, even, I mean, some people, they're not going to want to be part of a dental family, but you would be surprised. You would be surprised how important that can make someone feel when you recognize them. So just to even a simple, again, this can be an automated sequence so that it's someone, once they're marked as a new patient, you know, this can trigger in your email marketing service provider, and it just automatically sends them a new email and be like, you know, Jessica, we are so excited to have you. Welcome to the family. You are awesome. It's clear that you truly value your oral health, and we're here to help them make that possible, or whatever you want to say there. But it's really neat. It's really a good thing to recognize them. Plus, it helps you reinforce your brand identity. You know, what makes your practice so different? What makes you so different as a provider? You know, help kind of weave that into your story, you know, and just say whatever your strengths are. You know, we take great pride in educating our patients. We don't want you to feel pushed or rushed or in any way. We will make recommendations based on what we see, because we've seen a lot of people maybe go down the wrong path. We feel like people aren't as educated as they could be. So we will help give you some options, and we'll point you in the right direction. But ultimately, it's going to be your choice. Whatever you want to say there, but you can empower the patient, but also set the table and let them know this is how we operate, so that it's not foreign to them when they're sitting in your chair and you're like, well, here's your options and here's what I'd really recommend you do. You know, so that's not new to them, right? Plus, you can establish expectations as it pertains to email, you know, email frequency. Because again, one of the biggest complaints, or the biggest, not complaints, but objections that people have or practices have when I talk to them about this, is that I don't want to annoy my patients. And this is a great way to help establish that up front and the reason why you are doing that. It could be because you want to let them know, just say, we are very, we love to educate our patients. That's one of our core values is education, because then you can make the best decision for yourself. Then if you decide, and you can even lay that out and say, even if you decide, if you move or go somewhere else, you'll still have that foundational knowledge from which you can draw on to make your decisions. And that's what makes us so happy, is that you understand oral health better, you know, and then you can decide what to do from there, you know, and just let them know. Because of that, you know, we send out an email once, or we send 1 to 2 emails a month. You know, we don't sell your information or anything like that. We always make sure that that what we send is relevant, you know, and so, but just setting the table there so that people know and can come to expect, hey, there's going to be an email. We like to do giveaways, for example. We like to recognize our patients. So you'll want to make sure, please pay attention to those, so you have a chance for promotions or the chance to win our monthly drawing or whatever the case may be. But again, it's that expectation piece, right? All right. So let's switch gears for a little bit. Let's talk about the purpose for your email. One thing that, you know, is a good practice to get into. So if you're writing these yourself, sit down, or if you're having someone on your team write these, have them sit down, and before they type anything out, or before they send anything out, absolutely before they send anything out, ask yourself, why am I sending this email? If you don't have a good answer for that, don't send the email. Don't send it. It's not worth it. You don't want to send out junk or anything that's not relevant or that's not important. Okay. You got to ask that question and be able to answer it effectively or sufficiently. And then you'll ask this follow-up question: what do I want the patient to do after reading this message? So that's kind of directs the content of the message, helps you focus on channeling, you know, directing the reader to a certain point and to take a certain action. Because your emails have to have a purpose. If they don't, people will stop opening them, or they'll unsubscribe altogether, or they'll mark it as spam. Okay, so here's what I recommend. Before you write out any other part of your email, write out exactly what you want the reader to do. What action do you want them to take? Maybe it's just a simple click here to learn more about our virtual smile consult. Or it could just be, hey, hit reply and let me know that you'd like this earlier appointment time. You know, I mean, it could just be something like that. It could just, or, you know, I mean, so it could be any number of things, right? So, but you want to have that written out and fine-tuned in your mind so that when you're writing the rest of the email, when you're writing the bulk or the body of the email, it all funnels down into this action step at the end. And be very specific with that. Don't assume that they will just understand what you're trying to say, that they'll interpret your thing as, oh, they want me to do this. But be very specific and be like, next step, what to do next is click here. You know, the next step is to click here to learn more. Or the next step is to just hit reply and let me know if this earlier time appointment time works for you. Okay. And then I like to just keep it pretty specific. You know, I don't like to overload your email with lots of different requests like, oh, check this out, or you should, you know, check out our new website, or visit this, or watch this video, or anything. Try and keep it very simple. The fewer calls to action you have that are different from each other, the better is what I found. Is it's more focused, and then people they're not confused. Because when you confuse people, they don't do anything. You know, they just delay and are like, oh, never mind. All right. I was going to talk a little bit about how to get your emails opened and read, but I think I'll do that next time. Okay. Cause there's a lot of stuff in there, and we've gone through already quite a few things. I'm just going to stop there and just reiterate, you know, the importance of email marketing. I hope that this doesn't, you don't hear the title and think, oh man, email is so lame. This was so 2002. I can't even say it. 2002. So 2002, 1998, whatever it was. But it is still effective. It's still important. And actually, you know, in an upcoming episode, I'm going to share a few case studies to show how effective it really can be. I mean, it's surprised me too, how much you can help patients get the treatment that they need, how much it can help your business, your practice with production and filling your schedules. It's really, really powerful. And plus it can save so much time, take things off your plate, qualify prospects for you. There's just help you, you know, really retain those patients because they better understand what your practice is all about, what makes you different. And it just helps them feel part of the family. So lots of different things there. But this is a great start. We'll continue this on next episode. We'll talk about how to get your emails opened and read, and some of the different tools and tactics that you can take to make it more engaging, a better user experience in the end. We're going to talk about stories, how important those are. Those are really fun, and you'll see tremendous responses from them. I've got a funny story to share with you about that next time, from a practice that we helped. It's a good one. You'll like that. So stay tuned. We'll continue our series next week. But if you ever have any questions about this stuff, please reach out. You know, you can reach out to me. My email address is mark@markthackery.com. mark@markthackery.com. You can just go to markthackery.com and hit the contact button, reach out to me that way. I do read every email. And so if you have any questions, love to hear from you and help you get started on this. We do offer this for our clients. It's a service that we provide. And I'll tell you a little bit about that more down the road, but you can also inquire about that. A couple of different options for you to choose from. We'll continue this on next week. But thanks again for listening, you guys. It's great to be back on the show, and we'll talk to you next week.